Гемара не вамыс, а в самых тесамет бей. Гемара says, Итмар, Абуала Русосу бебей схому. Рав Омар, Авлад Мамзе. Since it's only a Русосу, and now there is a Vlad, the question is, where does the baby come from? Does it come from him, the Orus? Or does it come from somebody else? Rav says the Vlad is a Mamzer. The Gemara explains, there's two explanations in the Gemara why the Vlad is a Mamzer. There's Rova and there's Abaya. Rova says the reason that the Vlad is a Mamzer is because it was Daima Me'alma. She was Choshud and she had relations from other people besides her husband. Because of that Chshad, she suspected, so we say that the Vlad is a Mamzer. Abaya says that no. It's enough that he was Baalel, that she was suspected from him alone, even though there's no reason to think that she had relations with anybody else. Still, Rav says the Vlad is a Mamzer, and that he says my timer. Why? Damrinan midafkara nafsho legabi orus afkara nafsho lam. Since she was mafkir herself to the Orus, it's not yet time to be together because she's only Arusa. She wasn't Nisna Sola Chupa yet. And she was mafkir herself to him. So we say, because of that, she suspected also that she was mafkir herself to the Alma, to the rest of the world. The first thing we have to know that even though it says in the Gemara that Rav Omar Vlad Mamzer, the Rif brings here the Gemara in Kiddush, and it doesn't mean a Mamzer Vada, it means a Mamzer Sofi. The Rif brings Heish Maitzeko Avinim, but we discussed it, the Perakasar Yuchsin, it's in the end of Kiddushin, Vasikin and Hochin, and then the Gemara over there comes out, the Rav Doma Vlad Mamzer, Lav Mamzer Vada Avi, the Sofi Mamzer. And it's possible because you can know for sure. The thing that Rav comes to tell us is that this situation of Baal HaRusos makes a chash, makes us suspect her that she was with somebody else in the middle of the Vlad, but you don't know for sure. So the middle of the Vlad is a suffering commander. Well, it comes out this suffering itself is on my focus of Bayan Rova. What makes this suffer? Does the diamond Me'alma make this suffer? Since she's suspected from the world, or even if we don't know anything, the Midafka and Nafsha, that makes this suffer. And the first thing I wanted to point out, this what the Gemara calls a Bala Rusasa Midafka and Nafsha, it's not such a big issue. It's a the Easter day, what the Gemara calls it, Kalo Blo Brocha, Sura Labailo Kenita, that's what it's called in the Gemara. The Easter is because she was below Brocha. And we know that somebody that's suspected on a small Easter, not suspected on a big Easter. There's a whole few Mishnais in Bechoros, in the end of the fourth parak. Somebody's chashid on this, he's not chashid on that, because this is a bigger issue, this is a smaller issue. And over here, the Gemara goes so far as to say that if she did this small issue of Kalab Lo Bracha, she's already suspected on Eishes Ish, which is one of the Chamuras. I think you can't compare one thing to the other. This is a swar. Each thing is lafinyana. Each thing is different. You can't say just because in the macholos asuras it goes this way, so in these yonim it goes that way. The pshat is this is a umdana. The chazal understood. They went into a person's mind. They understood the teva of people, and they knew that being over on this small Yisrael, what we think is a small Yisrael, is enough to give you a name, Midafker, to call you Hefker person. And once a person goes into that category, so it can bring to the worst things. That's how the Chazal understood in this Indian. This is how the Teva of a person works. And because of this, also, you can't compare his, in other places where we use Cheskas Kashrus, there's such a thing as Cheskas Kashrus. A person is with Cheskas, that is a kosher, until you know that he became possible, you don't suspect a yid that he's possible, that he didn't know where. And Ars HaMel goes so far as to say that there's a case, a famous case in Ksuvus, Anusim Ayinu Machmas Moman, and Aidim. They came and they said that we signed on this star, but we were forced to sign because of money. They wanted to force to take away, to force us. If we won't sign this Chasim of Sheker, they're going to take away from us a lot of money. Because of that, we signed a Chasim of Sheker. We signed a false star. The Gemara says they're not believed to say that, even though they have a migu. They could have not said anything. We don't know if they signed or not. So they say we signed, but they add it was a sheker. It was false. The story was false, and that always is called the Edom are believed because of Pesha or Pesha Yitu. They didn't have to say anything. They themselves created the idea that it's their signature. Without them, we wouldn't know it. So since they created this information that they signed, so they should have been believed anything they say together with it. Yet we say they're not believed because they are making themselves rishoyim. They're admitting that they did an avera, that they signed b'sheker. And the din is ein adam meishim atzmo rosh. Nor Samech says that the pshat is because of cheskes kashus. Since there's a cheskes kashus, every yid has a chazok that is kosher. So I think the lashon is, the lashon of Dar Sameach is, it's all in tuva, cheskes kashrus is so strong that even if you have a migu, which is a strong svar, which is also a strong svar, that you should believe the person, but it can't go against cheskes kashrus. Even if it comes out over here, the cheskes kashrus is so strong that even if you have a svar, it makes sense to believe him. We have reason to believe him. We have a svar to believe him. But still, Even with Svarat, you can't go against Cheskes Kashrus. Cheskes Kashrus is so strong. And yet, over here, we say not like that. She should have been Cheskes Kashrus, but she sees wasn't the son. And yet we say, we go, because of some small error, we say, Midafka Nafsha, Yabbi Oris, we break the Cheskes Kashrus with that, and we say, she suspected of being over on Isha. Again, the same thing, that you can't compare one thing to the other. And the Chazal understood that the Teva of people is such that in this inan, the smallest being preached together can bring to even to the biggest affairs, and it's different than all other Yisurim Shabbat Torah. Akalpanim, my Yotzim Midvarenu, the Minma is that the Indian over here is under the nature, the Chazal's understanding of the nature of people. That's what the Torah of Midafker is. But over here, there's a Kash of Rabbi Akiva in Mishnah and Kshuvah. Mishnah and Kshuvah said that if it was Ruah, in the Mishnah of Yud Gimel Medal, Ruah Medaberes Imechad. So she was suspected from a certain person. What made the suspicion is a discussion in the Gemara. We won't go into that. We know the person that she suspected on. The question was, did she become pasul lekehuna or not? Was he such a person that can pasul isha? Was he a Rashi says nasinun mamze? There's a din that nivala lepasul, she becomes pasul from kehuna. The question is, they asked her, Ma Tivu Shal Ishze. So they asked, who is this person? So there's a Shadaram Gamil and Rabbi Eliezer, if she's believed to say that he's a kosher or not. That means she believed to be machshir herself lekuhuna, and Rabbi Yeshua says that she has to bring a raya shetovi raya lidvore. We don't believe her. She has to bring a raya. I mean, she has to bring proof that this person was a kosher. So if let's say she brings two eidim come and say that that person was kosher, so she stays kosher lekuhuna. Ask Rabbi Kiveg to say the same thing. The same svar like the Gemara here. The Gemara by us says, Midafker nafsha gabiorith, so she was mafkir herself to the world. So what does it help? So you'll know that person is kosher. What is it going to help? But now once you know that something did happen, we should go further. We should suspect her on doing more averis. Maybe the other averis you don't know where it was from. So she should be suffering. She should be posel lekuna. That's what Rabbi Kiveger is. You have to remember that Rabbi Kiveger's case is on a case, not the case of our Gemara of that she became pregnant, a bala resosa, but it's chuma, the vlad. Not asking about a vlad. He's asking about ruah medaberes in echo. The question is not what is this uber. The question is who's that person. That's on that Rabbi Kiveger is. So there's Rav Shlomo, I mean, in the Chiddush Rav Shlomo on Ksuvos, Simon Bo, so he says that Teretz that there's he says that Teretz like this. There's a difference between our Gemara and that Gemara over there, and that case over there. In our Gemara, he says, really, it should have been. There shouldn't have been such a thing. You see, she was mafkir herself to somebody. That's not enough reason to make her suspicious of somebody else. And you don't even make a suffix because of that. You don't say that that maybe something happened and maybe she became puzzled. The only reason why the Gemara by us does say such a story is because over here you're forced to start thinking what happened because you see a vlad, and the question it's not over there. You see a person. You're asking what is the person, what is he? Once you know what he is, you don't have any more to think about it. There's no reason to think any further. But over here you don't see. All you see is a uber. You have to ask, where does he come from? You have to know where he comes from. Once you have to know where he comes from, and there's different possibilities, so once you have the different possibilities, so you say, it could be, it makes sense, that it came from somebody else because of Midafka Nafsha Legabi Orus. So according to what he's saying, it comes out that you have to have reason to begin to think, to begin to make a suffix. And over there, you don't have reason to begin this suffix. Once you know who that person was, so you solve the problem that you were dealing with. The problem that you were dealing with is, who is that person that she was choshed on? And once you know that, so what? Why should you think that there anything more happened? Why should you make up a new story? Why should you make up a new story? But over here, by the Uber, you don't know where it came from. So that's why you have a suffix. That's how he answered Rabbi Kiveger's question. I want to add Hesber to explain a little bit better what Rabbi Shlomo Hyman says, because Lechuri, even after his teretz, it's still missing something. Because according to everything that we said in the beginning, the introduction that we made before, so it's Lechuri still not so understood. Because according to what we said before, it's human nature. The Gemara is talking about human nature over here, that a midafker brings to other things. It's aver. There's a teva of avera, gereres avera, that makes her choshed, makes her suffering. Maybe something happens. So that teva is always here, just like over there. It's the same thing. So what is it up? Just because you added something, another. A stronger suffix, a stronger reason to think, because you see a vlad, especially even if there is a vlad, He means yes, but you know that he was Baal HaRusos. We do know where it could come from. We do have where to be told on what to be told, and there is reason to think to think where it came from. So it is, in a certain sense, it is like making up a new chashash. So still, once it is in this, I want to still go with his derech, but I want to explain it a little bit better. Even more so, you see in the second lashon in the Ikedamri of the Gemara lower down, towards the end of the Omid, the Gemara even goes further in the last line of the Omid. Mistaber milshadav the low diamond minay the diamond me'alma. That where there Rav said the vlad is a mam the diamond minay apakav the diamond me'alma v'asrei didei shadinim le. So if she was choshed on both from him and from the world, this suspicion was from him. It could be from him, could be from the world, and we don't know. And it was equal. And so we say v'asrei didei shadinim le. There's a svar to say it comes from him. So you see that for some reason that since Sof Kol Sof he is the husband, even though he's only a Aris, so there's more svar that it came from him. Kol Shekein, when we know for sure that he was Baal Leah, so to make it also it seems to be like making up a story that maybe it came from somebody else. So we have to explain what he's saying. So I was thinking to bring a Gemara Chulin, so that could help us. Even though it's a whole different Inyan, I think we can compare it to our Inyan here. The Gemara says like this, that Machat it and daf mem chesam et beis. The Gemara says Machat shenim tzeis bereya. They found a pin in the lung. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, B'chanina, Machshiri, Shimon Lok Shemani, B'apaz Yavshimon Ayokim Tarfi." And the Gemara comes out, and then what's the machlokis? How it got in there? Did it get in such a way that it punctured the ray and came in, punctured the lung and came in and made it treif? Or do we say no, it came in such a way that didn't make it treif? And that Rashi says, if it came in such a way it didn't make it treif, it would have had to come in through the kona. The kona is the windpipe, but that's connected to the rea, to the lung. So it would have had to go in through the windpipe and then go down to the lung, and then it didn't have to puncture anything in order to come in. And that Rashi says, why should we say that it's kosher? So Rashi has to kosher. It's not the derech of the windpipe to swallow. So why should we say such a strange thing happened? Not like the derech ha-teva, that it went in through the windpipe. Why should we say that and make it kosher? So Rashi answers, the rea is in front of us, but we don't see a hole in it. So we must be al kach of that word. How did it happen that the ray doesn't have a hole? So we say simpon and nakar that came through the windpipe, even though it's not the derech to go through there. We still say it came through there. And then this is what I wanted. The main point I wanted to bring out is the last line in Rashi. A ray is the lo chazina lo machzekinon. A ray is that we don't see, so we don't. We don't hold on to, we don't be choshev, we're not machzik. It means we don't see a reus, we don't see it. Why don't we see it? Because we don't see any hole in the ray. We blew it up and there was no hole there. I mean, it must be that according to the other tzar that we say it did puncture, so and it is tripped, it said it, then it made a hole and then it healed after it's in its state tripped. That must be the pshat that we... So, but But the mandam erotz kosher, that if you, there's a cloud, and this is a cloud that we say all over, that you don't see a rev, you don't have to be choishes to make up and think maybe something happened, maybe it became true. But over here it's a bigger chiddush, like this. Time you say you find something. Why should you say? Let's say over here in our case, if nothing at all happened, no mubaris and no diamond, no chad, you're gonna say maybe she became puzzled to Lord, maybe she became puzzled to Kahuna. No such thing, you don't make up stories. That's a claw, Pashut a claw all over. Here you see a bigger chiddush. Here you see the machat in the ray. And there's a svara. How it happened? There's also a svara to say that it came in such a way. The more natural way that it came in would have been that it came in through the where food goes in from, and it got into the ray by puncturing it, making it treif. So there is a svara to say that it's treif. Still, we ignore that side. And he said the rice of treif is why. Says Rashi, because lo chazin, that means we see the ray as whole, so we don't think maybe it became trade. Then it says I wanted to add to be masbered better, because self kosov is hard to understand. Why shouldn't you say the pasha tesvar that it came in the normal way? I mean, you see the machad here. And then the normal way to come in, the natural way to get in is in such a way that it would make it treif. Why don't you say that? There's a Chavos Das in Siman Nun, and he talks about Chazokus. And we have a Shaila, if a broken wing in a oaf, and we don't know when the wing was broken, in such a way that could make it treif. But we don't know when did the wing break? Did it happen before the Shechita or after the Shechita? If it happened before Shechita, it makes it treif. If it happened after the Shechita, it doesn't make it treif. And there's and the Chavos Das brings a twist show that says the Chazok is not going to help over here. What's Chazok going to say? Well, Chazok is the things don't change. Chazok means the things stay the way they were. So again, what are you going to say? That the wing broke in the last minute possible. That's how Chazok would have said. Last minute possible. That means it stayed, but the change didn't happen until the last minute possible, which is already after the Shechita. Well, it's kosher. Says the Torah, sure. You could also say the other word, that the Misa, the Shechita, happened the last minute possible after the wing broke. So, well, you say you don't know. Your subject is what came first. So why should you say on this? Because I say on that. Well, it stays. So. And Chazaka won't work. Says the Chavos Das, it's very big kitchen. In one line, he says, no, Chazaka is only on the thing that you're suffering, that you're asking your Shiloh. I mean, you're not asking Shiloh, when did he shech the chicken? That's not what you're asking. You're asking, when did the wing break? That's how you present the Shiloh. That's what's important. That's what we have to know. We have to know when did it happen. Now, if it happened before, she didn't make it, right? If it happened after the Shechita, they didn't make it trek. So that's our question. You only use Chazaka on the Shiloh that you're asking, not on the Shiloh that, even though it could have, if you start analyzing what happened, you can find a way to make it trek by asking the Shiloh different and using the Chazaka different, but you don't do that. You only use Chazaka on the Shiloh the way, what's no get to us. Well, we have to know. We have to know, is it trek or not? And that's only when did the wing break? So maybe you can use Chazaka and say broke last minute possible. So it could be that you could say the same sport that the Chavos Das says over there by Chazaka, you could use over here also, and it'll be very good. The Gemara be very good that you're right. What happened here? You found a machad in the ray. So if you start thinking about the machad and asking how did it get in. If you make that the shiloh, if you start asking, did it get in this way? Did it get in that way? So then you really have a svara. The Derech HaTeva says it got in such a way that made it trip. But that's not your shiloh. I don't have any shilohs on the machat. If it would have been a Shabbat Aveda, you'd have a Shaila who to give it back to. It would have been a Shaila under Mach. But here the Shaila is under Reya, and this Reya is it drape or not? So what do you see? You see it's kosher, so you don't ask Shailas that are, you don't present the Shaila in such a way that that's not nogea to us. When the Indian is Hilchos Treifus talks about a Reya, it doesn't talk about a Machat. So you have to look at the Reya and you see it's a kosher. So you don't think, but it's still a big chidush because the possibility is still there. In our mind, the possibility is there. But this klal, just like the klal of Chazokir, you only use on the Shaila that you're asking. So the same thing, this is also one of the klalim in Sfeikus, that Areya said that you don't see, you're not machzik. So you can, what's considered not seeing, anything that's outside of the Shaila that you're asking is considered not seeing, even though it makes sense, or we could think of a possibility that happened in a way that made it dreif. We only, the chazinon, Reya said, seeing means the shayla that we're asking. We're asking, is the Reya kosher or not? Okay. Now, after we hear this hasber, I think you could use it to explain the svar that Reb Shlomo Hyman said in our union. What did he say? He wanted to answer, he answered Rabbi Kivager's kasha. He's talking that there's a difference between a case that there was a vlad, or a case where there was a vlad and you want to know where it came from, or a case where she was, they asked her mativo of ish zen, and she answered that ish zen is kosher. Over there, by the saying like lolam, it's like this. The midafker is always a svar. That's how we started asking in the beginning. It's always the svar exists that since she was mafker herself, she was mafker herself to one, she was mafker herself to the other, because that's a derachat teva. The svar, that svar is a svar of the teva people, but you don't use it. In that case over there, because that's not what our shaila is. Our shaila is not is our shaila is only on this person. What is this person? There isn't any more. So we never asked. Was she nivah to somebody else and she became? But we never asked such a shaila because there was no reason to ask such a shaila. So now to use the svar of midafker and make up a story that happened to somebody else, we don't do that because we never asked such a shaila. So that's considered legabi somebody else. It's called a reyesa delo chazinon, and a reyesa delo chazinon. Even when there's a svor, you see from that gemara and chulin. Even when there's a svor that something happened, you don't use that svor because of the lo chazinon. Because and the way we explain it's because we never asked the shaila on that. Wait, soon we'll go to the other half, but I just wanted to add some hasber over here. The emphasis is you could even go further. You could go further and say like this: Does that say that the afker nafsha makes her do more avers? It's like something that forces her to do more avers. Is that what it says? That's not what it says. It says that she becomes, when she's afker nafsha, the law says mida afker. It becomes cow in her eye. That's what it says. When she was afker nafsha legabiyor, it's like everybody, a normal person, it's like the aver is like a wall in front of a person. There's certain, like a kiyadua, there's a nukudas, a bechira. There's certain things that person can't, he has no bechira. There's certain things that person has no bechira on certain aver. Like for us, to be machal Shabbat, it's a nishayan. To Mechal Shabbos, yeah, sometimes there can be a Nisayin if Amir Lakum, if the fire goes off under the tzon, then it becomes a Nisayin already, because you have to call a goy, maybe you're allowed to call a goy. But like this, to go be Mechal Shabbos, there's a Nisayin. There's no such Nisayin, it's not. It's a Nisayin, there's no such Nisayin. The Midafka just makes it becomes a Nisayin for her. That's what it says. It says there's a Yetzer Hara on it. It says she did it. Does it say that she, it doesn't say that she did. It says it becomes to her on Nisan. Once it becomes on Nisan, it's a mele, it's a suffix. There's two tzedaliyah suffix. That's all it says. It's like there's a story with the Kotzker that they gambled something from his house. So the Gabba asked, who gambled? So he said, of course they gambled. He said, of course they gambled. The house is open. It's open. It's hefka. Anybody can come in. So of course they gambled. So Kotzke yelled, and the low signal is not a machisa in front. What do you mean the house is open? The house is not open. There's a low signal over there. So it's not open. So the same thing is over here. That's the midafka. It makes it. The house is open. That's what it does. But that something happened, it doesn't say. So Mamela over there, that we never asked the Shaila who was. Did anything else happen? Did more things happen? We never asked, did something more happen? So why should we make up a story that something else happened? The midafka is not enough for that. But over here, we do ask, we have two tzedakim where was there another person out? Because since there's a vlad, so you have to ask, since, and you have a swab, the midafka gives another tzad. And you ask, who did it come? That itself, that you say, who did the vlad come from? You don't know. That already says that there's... You are taking into consideration when you ask the Shaila, was there another person? Was there another person? That's what the Shaila says. Who did the vlad come from? So you're saying, from the Aros or from somebody else. But, the midaf, you still need midafka. You can't just... Stam say maybe demesis, it's more than that. Again I'm using this swav reis of lo chazina. If there wouldn't have been a swav mida after that she was mafkir of semele mafkir legabe almu, so that's the thing. This what baal arusosu that he was baal, that makes it that everything else is called a reis of lo chazina. You see that from the whole sugya, the way the whole sugya goes. There's such a thing as Basra di Dei Shadinan, like the Gemara keeps. A few times the Gemara uses such a lashon. Like I said before, it goes even in the second lashon, it goes so far that it's Daima Minei. And it's also Daima Me'alma. And still there's such a thing, Basra di Dei Shadinan. Like, why is it? It looks like there's a Sofak HaShoko, there's two Tzedakim. There's such a thing as, no, you go after him. So I know that Tosfos says that it's daima minei means bala bavada. Daima minei is only a shemra, so it's not equal. but still, it's a chshash there is. And daima is something that you consider chshad. Being suspicious is something that the whole thing you consider, takes it into account. It makes a difference in halach. And still, there's such a thing as vashri didei shadina. Like that means. So I understand that it goes into that cloud, because the normal thing is that vlad comes from the husband, even if he's only a horus. There is such a svar that it comes from him. Of course, there's no rov bilus acharba, you don't say over here, but enough to say that you don't have to make up other chashas. It is. So you need the midafka. It tells us that she's already in the cloud of chashudim, that there is such a possibility, there is such a nishoyim. So it makes a tzad, it makes a possibility. It's like we said before, it takes off the machitzes. Once it takes off the machitzes, so you have two tzedodim, so you're asking where does it come from. Mele, it stays a mamzer, which like we said in the beginning, it's a sofik mamzer. So that's what Reb Shlomo Hyman meant. That there's a difference between when there's a vlad or when it was a exile of Meizze. That's the main thing I wanted to say. But I think maybe that was the Shita of the Re in Tosfos in Ksuvos. In that you doubt on the Aleph. That is the same case. It was a Oros Verusha, and we say we know that he was Bola, so we say come the Uber comes from him. The Ode, she's believed. What's the vote? So the Reese says In the beginning, we say that what that he's moded, that it comes from him. The Rish says, but that's not good enough, because maybe midafkara, maybe she's mafkir somebody. You say no, you believe her. You believe her against her. So that means that what, according to the Rish, you could go against. You could go against the Mida Afkara with her. She's believed against it. Against the Svar of Mida Afkara. You listen to her, turn them on it. And Tosis argues on that. It could be that the Re held that. I mean, what does Tosis argue? Tosis argues that once you say she was Mafkir herself, and she's chashuda to be mafkir herself l'gabi alma, so she's not believed to say it comes, even though there is a ne'amonus. A woman, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's ne'amon to be mafkir herself, she's ne'amon to be mafkir l'vlach. When you have a midafkir, she's not ne'amon. It could be that the Re didn't know like that she is ne'amon, because the whole midafkir is not a svar. It's not a svar that tells us that it's a svar, it must have happened. It's not a svar to. That something Akil forced her to do it, and that she shouldn't be believed. It's just enough to make spakes, but in spakes, that's the whole Rabban Gamliel that she's believed. That's what the Rish said. So he said that it doesn't go that far. It comes out according to the Rish, the Svar Midafkar doesn't go that far as to make her also. It does go that far to make it a suffix. You have a suffix, you have a Gamliel din that she's not money.